Okay, Machshirin, Perek Beis, Mishnei Aleph. Perus Shnia Sherabu al Shel Shvius. So you have fruits of the second year that was more, that was a greater amount than fruits of the third year. What are we referring to? So we have a principle of Meiser that in a seven-year cycle of Shemitah, in the first and second year of Shemitah, in addition to the fourth year of Shemitah, you are required, you're required to take Meiser Sheni during those years, while during the third and sixth year, you have the obligation of Meiser Ani. So let's say you have a mixture of years two and years three, so that's a mixture of Meiser Sheni year and a Meiser Ani year, or v'shal shisha revius, a Meiser Ani year and a Meiser Sheni year, v'shal revius v'shal chamishis. So those are both Meiser Sheni years. However, we have a general principle that you cannot take one year onto the other. I mean, you can't separate the Meiser from one year for another year. So if we have to, it matters what year we're talking about. We'll see what the halacha here is in a moment. V'shal chamisha al shal shishis, the fifth year and the sixth year, so that's a Meiser Sheni year and a Meiser Ani year. Shal shishis al shal shvius, that's a Meiser Ani year on shal shvius, and shvius is a Shemitah year where there's no obligation of trumas at all. Shal shvius al shal motzi shvius, on the seventh year, or for the seventh year on the year after that, holchen acharov. You go on the majority, meaning in all these cases, whatever the majority of the pile is, that's what you assume. So if the majority is Meiser Sheni year, then you grow, then you have to take Meiser Sheni. Majority of Meiser Ani, you got to take Meiser Ani. If it's Shvius, then you don't have to take anything at all. Continues the Mishnah, Mechzla Mechzla Lahachmir. If it's half and half, you don't have a clear majority, then you're Machmir. What does Machmir here mean? So for in the cases of Shvius mix-ups, well, then you have to both, say, have to separate, because it might not be Shvius, but you also have to treat it with Kedusha Shvius, because it might be Shvius. In the case of where there's a Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni mix-up, what you do is as follows, as the Rav explains. You separate a portion, saying it's Meiser Sheni. I'll deny that if it's really Meiser Ani, then it's Meiser Ani. You then redeem that amount onto money. You take that money to Jerusalem. You buy food to eat there, and you distribute the food to Aniyim. And that way, you cover both Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. You brought it to Jerusalem, but you've also given stuff to poor people, and therefore, you've covered all grounds, and that way, you're being machmer and covering everything. That concludes Perek Beis. Okay, we now begin at Perek Gimel. We're back to now the main stuff, Machshir. We're done with all the Rove cases. We're now talking about liquid again and the idea of being Hechsher Lekabel Tuma. So the Mishnah teaches, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Sakshu Mali Perus, Unasto Agav HaNahar, O Al Pi Abor, O Al Malos HaMa'ara, V'Shavu, Kol She'Shavu B'Chiyutan. So you had a sack, and most of them assume it's a sack of grain, that is filled with, not perus, with wheat specifically, and you put it near a riverbank, or on the opening of a cistern, or near a steps of a cave that's filled with water, as the Rav explains, and the produce absorbed water, meaning through being near, the humidity of being near the water, it got wet because of that. That is, anything that got wet is considered b'chiyutan. As the Rav explains, you're happy about that because the grain or the produce grows fatter as a result, it looks better, and therefore it's considered desirable to you, and since you did place it there, it's considered b'chiyutan, and therefore it's hechshon el kabel tuma now. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, koshu k'neged amayim b'chiyutan, chosheinu k'neged amayim eino b'chiyutan. Yehuda says only the produce that directly faces the water is considered b'chiyutan, and that which does not face the water is not b'chiyutan. And the reason for this is because the assumption is that only those fruits, only that part of the produce, really, that faces the water, that got the humidity, got the water directly from it, only that is directly from the water that you placed it near. And only while the produce in the rest of the bag is merely getting as a byproduct from the wet, already wet grain that got it from the water. It's already a step removed, and that's not considered b'chiyutan. That's not considered coming from the same thing. Tanakam disagrees with this, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And that concludes Mishnah Aleph.